98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Marotta.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We just don't wear tuxes. That's the only difference, really.
Oh, yeah, the only difference.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Call them today at 480-435-3557 or schedule online at revitalizeweightloss.com. Bick, your first award.
First award is the Wrong Answer Award, Vinny, and I'm giving it to Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who when asked if he could order one beer, what would it be? He said...
I don't like beer.
He said, whatever's cold. Whatever's cold. Wrong answer.
You would not like my mom's philosophy on beer. My late mother, God rest her soul,
mm-hmm.
her favorite beer was whatever was on sale.
Oh. Right.
Oh, boy.
Right, right.
Whatever's cold for Bill, huh? At least
you got to remember. You got to remember when it comes to beer and other things. Generally, it's whatever is stale is on sale. Whatever's right. been sitting around a long time. Is on sale.
Whatever is flat, you can get a deal on that.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
I experienced that over the weekend. I had one beer with a dinner that I had, and it was just... I wonder how long the keg had been sitting there.
Yeah, yuck.
Didn't even finish it. My first award is the Accomplishment Award, and I'm giving it to Chris Paul of the Phoenix Suns, who over the weekend became the first NBA player ever to have 20,000 career points and 10,000 assists. He will be joined later this year by LeBron James, but Chris Paul got there first. And it was pretty cool. He got the game ball from Monty Williams afterwards, got all the congratulations from his teammates, and then he showed up for his media session holding the ball, and he was like a little kid.
Yeah, like a kid, man. You know, when you get done playing this game, sometimes you want to have things to remember things. You know what I mean? And so I'm gonna keep this for sure.
I mean, pretty rare air right there.
Yeah,
and well deserving. He's been phenomenal. And the more I watch Chris Paul play basketball, the more I enjoy watching him play basketball. He's on a different level from a basketball intellectual standpoint.
And he'll be joined by LeBron James later this year, unless all the Lakers beat up each other on the sideline.
Yeah, that's right.
Just true.
That's right. The My Bad Award I'm giving to Tampa Bay wide receiver Mike Evans, who caught Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass and gave the ball to a fan in the stands. Now, how do you get that back? Well, I'm sure it's going to be an autographed picture, an autographed jersey.
Apparently, what I read is that they did get the ball
already?
Back. And I think the asking or the settlement was a $1,000 gift card to the Buccaneers team shop.
Oh.
$1,000 to the team shop.
That's nothing. You know what that ball would have been worth had he kept it?
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Yeah.
Nothing even autographed from Tom Brady?
Wow.
No, you could buy an autographed jersey at the team shop. No.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah. Mike Evans' reaction to that was classic, though. His face was like, I gave away the ball.
I know it was. I saw that. It was wonderful.
My next award is the Good Spirit Award, and I'm giving it to the Golden State Warriors. They had a little fun with Klay Thompson, who was, in some people's eyes, snubbed from the 75th anniversary team of the NBA. So what did they do? They had a jersey made up for Klay Thompson, number 77, as being the 77th best player in the history.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? I know that. See, that's good. That's a sign of a good chemistry. When a guy gets snubbed like that and you can come at him like that, that's good stuff, right?
Do you think Klay Thompson is a top 75 player of all time?
No, I definitely do
not. Why wasn't it 76?
Somebody was better than him.
Yeah,
I think they did put out, like, here are the guys who just missed the cut.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, and he was number two on that list. Dwight Howard probably was 76.
Yeah. Wow. All right, the Marketers of the Week Award, Vinny, I'm giving to the University of Kansas. When they were up 17-7 in the third quarter against Oklahoma, they put out a tweet telling everybody in, are they Lawrence or are they Manhattan?
Yes.
Lawrence.
They're Lawrence.
They told everybody in Lawrence, the stadium doors are open, no tickets required, come join us. And apparently, nobody took them up on it.
Yeah, there were a lot of empty seats at that game. And they actually played pretty well.
They did.
They had Oklahoma on the road. And I actually thought Oklahoma was so bad in the first half.
How bad were they?
I thought it was going to be a Spencer Rattler to the rescue kind of situation.
Oh,
I saw that tweet.
He didn't play.
Did you watch that game?
I did.
It actually took a crazy play by Oklahoma at the very, very end of the game to prevent.
That was a fourth down, right?
Yeah.
And they hand off to Kennedy Brooks, and he gets stuffed. And while he's getting stuffed, Caleb Williams, the quarterback, runs up to him, and Kennedy Brooks takes the ball from him and runs for a first down. I've never seen that before. Yeah. They had to review
it. The refs didn't even know what to do.
No. My next award is the This Man Is Ready for Halloween Award, and I'm giving it to Bick's favorite, Mississippi State head coach Mike Leach. Did you see this?
I did.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn. when I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
The gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
She, like, had to take the microphone for him.
The band is getting louder and louder.
He was really passionate about
that. What is better about sprees in a box as opposed to sprees in the roll? I haven't had spree in for, I haven't even seen
only
them
real
in
candy
years.
Heads know.
He's right. A candy head.
The fact that he still seeks them out at the dollar store. It's got to be better.
Hi, Coach Leach. You ready for your spree?
Wow.
That's fantastic.
The Hockey Town Award, Vinny, I'm giving to the city of Chicago because I just read this. The Chicago Blackhawks had a sellout streak end at 535 games. You imagine that?
There's a reason why. They're awful. They're worse than the Coyotes.
Whoa.
That's saying something.
They have set a new record, the Blackhawks. 360 minutes and 57 seconds of hockey to start the season. They have not had a lead yet.
I saw that stat. I forgot about that.
The new record.
Wow.
Yeah. You can relate to that because that was a religion for a long time in Chicago.
Yeah.
My last award is the You Thirsty Award.
Uh-oh.
And I'm giving it to a fan at the Baltimore Ravens game. She was very thirsty, so she tried to do something about it, and that something was climbing into the broadcast booth to ask for a beer.
Tyler Boyd has it for a short gain out to the 34-yard line. Again, impressive coverage by Anthony Avery.
What are you doing?
That's Obafemi Iyanbadejo, the color commentator.
Femi.
Yes. They ran the next play. It was like 30 seconds of dead air. Then they ran the next play, and then Jerry Sandusky, the play-by-play announcer, described what was going on.
And that is
going
to force the punt team on. If you were listening, you heard Femi say, what are you doing? What are you doing? He was not talking to the players or the coaches. We actually had a fan who was trying to climb into the broadcast booth. She said, I'm a veteran, and I'm looking for a drink.
Yeah, I don't serve drinks at the game. I might make some cocktails at home, but this is not the right time or place.
Wow. What is the matter with people?
People at football games just have nothing in terms of decorum anymore.
Finally, really quick, my last award is I'd rather watch paint dry with an ice pick in my ear, and I'm giving it to the Big Ten, a conference that can't even make a 9 overtime game exciting.
They hit the under.
By the way, the new overtime rules are so stupid.
Oh, the series of
somehow
two-point conversions?
So dumb.
Yeah.
Somehow worse.
The winning quarterback for that game,
yeah.
Arthur Sitkowski of Illinois, for the entire game, 8 of 19 for 38 yards and an interception.
What a joke.
And they won the game.
That football in that conference, it's just the worst.
Still better than the Pac-12. There you go. There's Hardware. We do it on Mondays.